From Sligo, in the northwest corner of Ireland, it's Irish Lost. Sit back and enjoy the show. No catchy promos. Absolutely no filler music. No interesting segues. Just talk. All talk about Lost. We're not afraid on Irish Lost to call a spade a spade. When Lost is bad, we're critical. When Lost is good, we're ecstatic. Come and join our ever-growing community here at Irish Lost. Check us out on irishlost.com. So we'll see you in another life, brother.
Welcome to Irish Lost. My name is Paul Barron, and it's good to be back. This is the new season of Lost, the beginning of the end. People who regularly listen to this podcast realize that I don't go scene by scene through the whole thing. And this year I'm even going to try and get a little bit snappier, a little bit more tight. I'm not going to go off on mad tangents. And maybe you get the odd one, but not today. The beginning of the end, six people have made it off the island. And who would have thought that Hurley would have been one of them? It's amazing. But anyway, who are the six? That's the big question. If we believe what we've seen so far, it's Jack and Kate, definitely, because we've seen them off the island. Although, how did Kate get away without all her previous crimes coming against her? Doesn't matter that you've had a plane crash. As far as the last time I looked, that didn't exonerate you from any amount of crime. Kate and Jack, Hurley, and three others. Well, if we believe Desmond, and obviously Charlie believed him, because he lost his life because of his belief in Desmond, then Aaron and Claire are two more, and that only leaves us with one. Not counting Michael and Walt, who we believe got off by other means, I believe that person is Ben, because Kate was going back to him, and I think that her and Ben have got something going on, and that's my crazy theory for this season. Kate and Ben have something going on, and we're going to have to try and find out what it is. Another quick question for you. What exact crime did Hurley commit? Why was he being chased for knocking over one single display in a convenience store? He didn't steal anything. He didn't commit any crime. And he's been chased all over town by the police. Seems very, very strange. But there you go. Who knows what goes on in the amazing world of Lost? And Jack, what about Jack's breakfast drink? That's got a pack of kick, hasn't it? You can see how Jack ends up. You know, I think we're slightly back before the season 3 finale, because Jack doesn't look quite as bad. He still seems to have his job, but certainly he's on a downward spiral. You know, he's starting to drink like his dad, and it's a big worry. But what an opener! What a season opener, you know. This season we're going to try and stay spoiler-free on Irish Lost. Going to watch the episodes, then podcast, and then catch up with what other people are thinking by listening to my usual podcast. And I'd like to give a shout-out to the Lost Lowdown and Lost Casts, which I believe are two of the best that are out there. Now, it's completely different, obviously. Lost Lowdown, if you've got a spare 4 or 5 hours, then you can listen to Claude and Justin. And the Lost Cast normally runs about an hour, but very informative. So I'm looking forward to, actually, once I finish podcasting, to listening to Claude and Justin, because, as I say, staying spoiler-free, and I want to find out what they think of the episode now that I've seen it myself. So, looking forward, it's Saturday morning here in Ireland, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow night when I can watch Confirmed Dead, episode 4.2, Confirmed Dead. I assume that that's when George arrives on the island, and he realises that Naomi has died, and that, contrary to what she said, she's got a huge big knife stuck in her back. Ooh, that's going to be difficult, isn't it, for someone who's come to supposedly rescue you. Although they probably didn't come to rescue. Why would they come to rescue them? Because they think they're all dead. So who have they come for? They haven't come to rescue them. They don't seem to know, well, they did know about Desmond, but they didn't seem to know a whole lot about Desmond. So have they come to get Ben? You know, or have they come to get Juliet? Has somebody discovered where they've gone and what's happening? Well, anyway, trying to keep within the 5 minutes, and we're almost coming up on that right now. So I'm behoves me to say, thanks very much if you're listening to the podcast again. Hopefully I'll get into it a little bit more. when things settle down and get back to where I was last year again. And this year I'm hoping to have a podcast for every episode. So those people who've been emailing me, I appreciate very much the contact, and I will try and go do a little retrospective on season 3, just the last ones that I didn't do, and stick my thoughts into that. Okay then, namaste, and good luck.